way you talk. I hate the word you use. I hate the way you think.
I had to clear my throat. What?
You don't clear your throat at all day long. All of a sudden, like the last 90 seconds before you're ready to hit that button, you need to blow your nose, you're coughing, you're sneezing, you're hacking, you're sniffling, you're twitching.
It's because I'm a professional, and I get all of that out of the way so that while we are recording this quality content, I don't have to do it then.
Did you forget to do it last episode?
Why?
Is because that when you I had hacked? The coughing, coughing fit all over the place. Did you edit out? Yeah.
Nobody knew that.
They did because we talked about
it. Yeah, I know. But
no. Nice editing on that, though.
I know. Professional, remember?
Right.
Yeah. Welcome, everybody, to the 25th episode of the Antisocial Isolation Podcast.
Whoa.
Yeah. Quarter of a century in years.
Nice.
25.
Is that a silver anniversary, 25 years?
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know those things. I have to look it up every year when it's our anniversary.
Me too.
Figure out what's what.
You look like I can remember the date of our anniversary.
Get your foot off my leg. Holy shit. This is starting off poorly.
It is, and it's going to end
you're
poorly
flipping
for you.
Me shit for being professional, clearing my throat and blowing my nose prior to the podcast recording. And now you keep hitting me with your... I don't even know how your legs reach that far. They're too small to reach across the table.
No. I have long legs for a short person.
Yeah, okay. Anybody. Welcome, everybody.
Yes, welcome.
Again. Here we are.
Yeah. Our first podcast of 2021.
As I'm referring Woo-hoo! To it, 2020 run.
What?
Yeah, I'm getting my groove back. Stella's getting her groove back here, folks. And I don't have to go to an all-black Jamaican island getaway to do it. Like Angelette Bassett? What was her name? Angela Bassett did in the movie?
I think so.
Anyway, yeah. I'm not
doing
that.
I don't
know.
I've never seen the movie.
I'm not doing that.
No?
I'm just starting to run again.
You're just grooving?
Yep. I love it when we're grooving together.
Yep.
Yeah.
You and Huey? That was Huey Lewis,
Huey
right?
Lewis and Gwyneth Paltrow from some movie that I don't remember the name of.
But you like that song, and
the
I
The song
didn't.
Is great. Their I version of that like song it. Is great.
No.
And it's not grooving, it's cruising.
Oh. Yeah.
But it's a great song.
Whatever.
I'm going to tag Huey Lewis in this, and he's going to be like, oh, you're right, it is great. Thanks for calling me out, or shouting me out, or putting me out.
Put you out. Or punch you up. One
punch,
or the other. Either
Mike
way.
Mike Tyson's knockout.
Yeah, right?
There you go. There's a better one. So what's new and exciting this week? We've gotten through the new year. We've gotten through Christmas. We watched Love Actually.
We did. Which
we don't
is
have
a,
to talk much about it, but it's no, a fucking don't. Great no. movie.
Which is one of our rituals every year around holiday time. We've made it through the week of holidays. That holidays just kind of run together.
Hollandaise sauce?
Sure. And tomorrow we have to return back to reality.
I'm unfamiliar with reality at this point because I've had 2 weeks in a row where I've only worked Monday and Tuesday. It's been great.
Yeah.
Great. But now I got to go back to work.
Yeah. I had 4 days off.
Yeah.
This past weekend. And now I'm afraid I forgot how to do my job.
Hmm.
I may just log in and stare at screen for a while tomorrow.
That's fine.
Drooling.
That's what most people do after the holidays anyway.
Yeah, I can't do that though.
Well.
I have real work I have to do.
Get your shit together.
I know. It's
and just
tough.
Do your job.
Yeah, it's tough.
Is
working
it?
From home.
Yeah, real tough.
Yeah, popping the laptop open in my jammies.
This is my jam.
Jammy time. But so we did that. We ate a whole lot of cookies.
We didn't eat a whole lot of cookies.
Well, we ate enough.
Yeah.
Cookies and candy. And we visited a new local bakery that we hadn't gone to before.
We did. In what is basically the town I grew up in here, Orchard Park, New York.
Yes, it was Kalina's Bakery.
Kalina May, Kalina Ann,
Kalina
Marie.
I believe it was Kalina Marie's.
Yes,
bakery.
It's right in the village of Orchard Park. It was really good.
Yeah,
they had a lot of stuff.
The girl there was very nice. I'm not sure if she was Kalina or not.
Or Marie.
I'm guessing that no, that's one person.
Or bakery.
No,
maybe her name's Bakery.
And she just happened to bake.
Yeah, she's like, I might as well.
Maybe. But whoever made that stuff, man, kudos. Because
super good. And we got like a wicked assortment, too.
We got a couple
got
of things
Reese's
that was
peanut butter
all
pie.
Really
we
delicious.
We got good cookies. There was a peanut butter bar. You got some weird tart bunt or something. I don't know what it was.
Tart.
But it was really good.
It really was.
And I discovered that when we found where it was, you kind of knew the general area, but mm-hmm. half of it, the right half of that bakery
establishment,
is the old Joe the Barbershop's former haunt.
Yeah, I know. You've got a weird connection with your childhood barber.
Dude, he was awesome. Joe the Barber was the best.
Was he?
Yeah.
I don't want to know why you thought your barber was so special.
Because he kicked ass, that's why.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the recap of our past week.
Pretty much. Speaking of sweets, what would be your favorite candy?
I thought you were calling me sweets.
Nope.
What would be my favorite candy?
Yeah. If you had to pick one and be like, my all-time favorite candy.
You mean what is my favorite candy? Not what would be. Like if they invented something else that they haven't put out yet, I might say that would be
my
favorite candy.
What is your damn favorite candy?
That's a tough one. Because it's going to be a tie. Between the traditional Reese's peanut butter cup.
Okay.
And also the hard to get and unfortunately not as prolific in stores as the wonderful and tasty and delicious Zagnut bar. Also featured in Beetlejuice, the movie.
Okay. I was unfamiliar with that tidbit, but...
I know. That's why I'm here.
Right. Yes.
So, is that all you wanted to know is what would be my favorite candy bar? You got something you're going to spring on
us? What's your least favorite candy?
I don't like Milky Ways. They're just gross.
You're just saying that because you know I like those.
No, I say that because they're disgusting.
They have nougat. Who doesn't like nougat?
Do you even know what nougat is?
Yeah, it's the stuff in a Milky Way.
Right.
And through Musketeers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what that is.
It doesn't matter.
Anyways, that and probably like Whoppers are kind of gross.
Yeah. Yeah.
Malted
they're a little
milk
weird.
Balls.
But I think you're overlooking the most hated candy.
Well, you asked me what the favorite one was. And then you asked me what my least favorite was.
Yeah,
you didn't say what's
but
the most
I think
most
you're
hated.
Overlooking, like, everybody hates licorice, right?
I don't know if that's even a candy. That's more of like a torture.
It's candy.
No.
Especially black licorice.
Hmm. Wow, that's pretty racist.
But, unfortunately, do you know that black licorice took someone's life? You can actually eat so much black licorice that it kills you.
I see. That's a lot of black licorice.
I'm not kidding you. You are looking at me as if I'm making this up. It was a Massachusetts man.
That is quite a bit of licorice.
He was 54 years old, and he overdosed on black licorice.
He OD'd
he
on BL.
literally on the report, it said he overdosed on black licorice.
Wow.
Apparently, black licorice contains, I'm going to kill this, but I'm going to give it my best shot here. It is.
You only got one shot.
Glycyrrhizic?
I knew a
acid.
John Glycyrrhic.
Anyways, but it caused the man's potassium levels to plummet. He went into cardiac arrest because dangerously low levels of potassium can lead to abnormal heart rhythms.
Interesting.
High blood pressure, and in some cases, congestive heart failure.
Whoa.
Now, so even a small amount of licorice can increase your blood pressure, even just a little bit.
Just black licorice?
Yes, apparently it's whatever is in this acid stuff is in black licorice. But this guy was eating like a bag and a half a day of black licorice.
That's both disturbing and disgusting.
But his downfall? He switched from red licorice to black licorice. He was all right eating the red, but he went to the black, a bag and a half a day, and boom. Dropped.
How can you even eat a bag and a half of licorice a day? That in and of itself is really just unfathomable.
Yeah, he was a construction worker, so I don't know if he was like, you know, that was just like his thing. He just like munched on it all day long.
Maybe he was trying to like quit chewing tobacco, so he just had that in his mouth all the time.
Maybe, but I don't know. He might have been better
killed
off
him, yeah, sticking with the chaw.
Sticking with the chaw, because it was his downfall. He ended up in cardiac arrest. They were able to bring him back. Only for 32 hours later, he died.
Because in that 32 hours, he had three more bags of licorice based on his averages.
Maybe the family snuck it in for him.
Yeah, yeah, brought you a little treat.
But yeah, that was it.
Wow.
He had the black licorice, that G-acid stuff plummeted his potassium levels, caused his heart to go. All that.
He should have mixed in some bananas in there because he gets
right
some
to
potassium.
Balance it out.
Right.
Who knew? Wow. Or even potatoes.
That's interesting. Yeah, potatoes are really good. Not raw though. You can't eat raw potatoes.
No, you're not supposed to.
It's
I don't
bad
remember
for you.
Why.
I can't remember why, but you can't.
No.
I mean, you can.
Who would want
but
to?
The Irish. They like their potatoes, man.
That's pretty racist.
Anyway, I refer to this as 2020 run because I've started running again. I know we've talked about that before. And I did a little bit mid-December-ish or early December, and then I kind of didn't. But so far, this is what, the third? I got three miles in the first, the second, and then today I just walked 3 miles. Because my legs hurt pretty badly. From
it's all right.
Starting to run
it's
again.
It's a good pain.
It's a very good pain.
It's very good
pain. It's nice to wake up and stand on them and go, whoa, and not, you know, for bad reasons.
No.
So that's my thing this year is we talked about it a little bit yesterday. I'm going to be OJ this year. Original Joe.
Old
back.
Joe.
Old Joe's
back
back,
to
baby.
Old Joe.
OJ is back. So I'll have to ramp up.
Yeah, you just got to be careful.
Yes.
Because, you know, you had the foot issue and you don't want to. You got to build up again. You got to build that base and let your foot get acclimated again
all
to
about
that kind
base.
Of pounding.
And even now, I mean, like, I'm treating it like I really haven't run before. Not yes and no. Because I was doing a really structured run-walk.
You're doing
walk,
it
run.
In an
I'm doing
educated
it the right way,
fashion,
yes.
Yeah. Because you know.
Which is just, I'm doing right now 1 minute walk, 2 minute running.
Uh-huh.
And just sticking with that the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And even when I'm doing the running, it's just a real comfy pace. I'm not trying to go fast during those 2 minutes or anything like that.
Just getting back into the groove.
Yeah, and it feels really good. Not just, you know, remembering what good muscle soreness feels like, but I mean the endorphins that get released when you're exercising and post-exercise, and mentally it just feels good.
Right.
Because, like, I think about it all the time, and I've thought about it, I'm like, God damn, I got to get going. And it's almost, it wears me down, like, mentally.
You beat yourself
like,
up
I don't,
over
I
it.
I didn't fucking do it again, right. So now that I've started to... you know, now I'm going back to work. That's going to make things a little bit different, but there's always evenings. You can get out. It's do shit.
Yeah, you just got to make time.
Yeah, so it feels really good. And I hope, you know, anybody out there listening will help me stick to it this time. Actually, I don't need help. I just, you know, make it known.
Make
it's
it
like
new.
Stating a
it's like
goal.
Throwing it out
right.
to the universe. Gotcha. A little bit of accountability
indeed.
To all the listeners.
Exactly. To all six of you.
Yes.
I don't know how many there are.
But that people don't realize, I mean, it really is, and I don't want to say just running. You know, we run, so that's, you know, where our wheelhouse is and what we know and talk about. But exercise in general, just getting out, moving, get that heart pumping, gets those endorphins flowing. And it's almost like an antidepressant.
Oh, big time, yeah.
Not that anyone needs to misconstrue that as that, it, you know, it can beat depression, clinical depression or anything like that. No,
yes,
it is not the solution to that, but it does help.
It definitely helps.
But that's a good thing.
I think a lot of this past year I've beat myself up a ton. And just getting out, even starting for a few days, has just already made a difference. It's been great.
Feels good.
Love it.
Yeah. I started out, and I know nobody cares, but since you're talking about it.
Oh, boy.
Okay, I won't go there.
Dead air is great for podcasts. So if you're going to, you know, if you want to continue.
It was the look
that.
On your face. It was just of absolute disgust.
What do you got?
But talking about getting back into it, even as much as I've been keeping up as much as I could through the holidays and everything else with exercise and running, every once in a while, you start to beat yourself up if you're not back to where you were. But New Year's Day, I decided to go, so I'm going to long run. And I did 9 miles, and I was pretty excited about that.
That's awesome.
Because you start to doubt, you know, whether I can still do stuff like that, the distance.
Yeah.
But even better is I wasn't sore after. And that was pretty awesome, because that's a huge thing to be able to do it and then still walk the next couple of days.
Dude,
without going, oh.
I had a Facebook memory pop up not too long ago, within the last couple of weeks, maybe even more recent, I don't know. But I didn't, you know, post it, but it was, I think I did a 24-mile run. We must have been training for something.
That must have
the
been
the
year. It was the Winter Beast when we both did it. Yeah.
I'm like, God damn it, 24 miles.
I remember that. It was like right around the holidays. We were like, yeah. I remember sitting at the family Christmas going, yeah, we got to tomorrow morning. Yeah. We're out.
We
got to
go. I got to go.
Yeah, we used to have fun doing those long runs, though,
yeah,
together.
They are, and we'll get back there again, too. I'll get back up to snuff here.
Yeah, we used to
another chaw
run
reference.
Through the city, even through some sketchy neighborhoods.
Yeah, people don't bother you when you're running, though.
No, that's usually because we're early in the morning and all the sketchy people
even
are still
not.
But
I've run through the Perry Projects and shit when it's people are up and about.
Know,
and
yeah, they don't care.
I say hi to people.
Yeah.
It's all good.
It's all good in the
just
neighborhood.
Give a nod. Like, I see you.
Hey. Watching you.
So, you had a word you couldn't pronounce. I have one, too, and I came across this. I thought it was really interesting. This is synesthesia.
Siesta? Nap time?
Synesthesia is a neurological condition that can cause a person to see, smell, and taste music. Have you ever heard of this?
You can't smell or taste music.
If you have this unpronounceable syndrome, you can.
I think it's fictional.
I don't know. I think if you Google it, you'll find it's real, because I did, and it is real. But I don't know how
Israel? What?
Yeah. Azrael, that cat from the Smurfs.
Oh, yeah.
Was the first one to suffer from it, which is why they named it that. So, but how do you like see music? I can kind of see. I guess your brain, I can visualize something. I don't know. But smell and taste music sounds ridiculous to me.
Yeah.
And
I don't
know.
And
here was my first thought on it was, what if you're unfortunate enough to see, smell, and taste music, but only grunge music?
And what does that taste like?
Right. It tastes like Starbucks and like Broken Dreams and heroin needles and Seattle and rain. I don't know, man. That would be terrible.
It can't be good. No, yeah. There must be some sort of neurological something that's stimulated in the brain.
Right.
When you hear a certain music that maybe something's released that gives you like a specific
taste. Yeah, I just found
that
interesting. I didn't research it a lot, but there was always that episode of Scrubs, too, where that lady had, did she have like a brain tumor?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She had something
impacting
everybody was part
singing.
Of her brain. Yeah, it was like a whole musical, and that's how she heard everything was through song. So maybe it was something similar.
Maybe.
Synesthesia. Syndrome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
you wish you had that.
I don't wish I had that. That sounds like a curse. I have like music going through my head nonstop all the time anyway, pretty much. Even when I'm not listening to music, so
I'm aware.
This would be terrible to actually smell, taste, and see it too.
What if, but what if happy music tasted like cherries?
But I don't really listen to happy music.
That's true.
So we'd be in trouble.
Well, then maybe you need to improve your musical listening.
Maybe musical listening.
Yeah,
huh?
You know, your selection.
That was
of,
a terrible choice of words.
Whatever.
So, you know, we always have to talk about some COVID stuff because it's happening, and I don't want to get too bonkers on it, but there was in this hospital in San Jose, California, that there was an outbreak of COVID in recently.
Okay.
In the hospital with staff.
Okay.
Okay. They believe the cause was they were trying to have a little bit of fun around the holidays, and so somebody dressed up in one of those air-inflated costumes.
Yep.
Which, I don't know if it was Santa, if it was a snowman, whatever, didn't say. They believe that was the source of this
COVID
outbreak. And like 43 people have like gotten it already in this one hospital.
Wow.
Staff. Yeah. Yeah, COVID.
How?
I don't know. It was blowing the air out.
Does it blow? I was just going to say, is there like an exhaust on those or
something? It's inflated. There has to be. The air has to go out somewhere when it's.
Yeah, I guess so.
And that person apparently had COVID.
It's just,
so it was
blowing
their COVID air,
their
and they're
COVID
probably
everywhere.
Dancing around
that's
like
awesome.
Seabiscuit because they're entertaining people. No, like, you get COVID,
that's
you
not
get
how
COVID.
That was supposed to end.
Merry Christmas. Here's a disease.
Here is how your year ends.
Yeah.
Oh, ooh. God.
No, but you know, these are some random thoughts I've had this week.
No.
Speaking
this
of COVID,
is scary.
This is always scary. People, when you hear that, if you're listening, you should always be prepared to maybe just hit pause and walk away for a few minutes. It depends. This one's not that bad.
Skip ahead a minute.
You know who's kind of the unsung hero of COVID? Somebody who's getting a lot of attention, but still, I just don't think they get the praise that they need or deserve for all the work they're putting in.
Who?
Curbs. A lot of curbside pickup stuff going on these days. They are definitely they are getting, you know, a lot of use, a lot of, everybody's talking about curbside pickup, curbside pickup, curbside pickup.
Yeah.
Nobody's taking the time to thank the curbs. Cheese curbs. Curds? No. Curb your enthusiasm? Curb appeal? Anything? I think curbs deserve some recognition for all of the work they've been putting in to support everybody during this time.
Oh, this is so bad.
Yeah.
This is so bad.
Peaches and curbs.
What?
Peaches and Herb. Band?
Oh, no. I don't know what that is.
Oh, my God. You're terrible. They're the unsung heroes.
Okay.
Just saying, man. Just saying.
J-S-N?
J-S-N. J-S-N is right. Yeah. Also, COVID related. I wrote this down a few days ago. And something has since happened to kind of change it a little bit, but not a lot. And I just jotted down that it's been a great year for school and theater shootings. They're all closed. We always hear in the news when everything's opened up, there's been no school shootings.
It's true.
There's been no theater shootings.
It's true.
That's great. There's one positive.
Yeah.
But there was just either yesterday or today a church shooting in Texas. So I guess that means you need to close the churches down again.
You need to stop having random thoughts. That's what it means.
Right. Yeah. I willed that to happen. That's pretty scary.
That is scary. Man, oh, my God.
That random thought is going to be us coming into a lot of money. Also, this will be my last COVID thing.
As you point at me across the room, yeah.
One of the last things to probably open is something I mentioned the other day when we were shopping. Escape rooms.
Oh, yeah, where you are locked
into a small room where you're all going to be breathing each other's air.
Ugh.
Those, they may never make a comeback, sadly. Escape rooms, this might be the demise of them.
Why? Well, no, because you could. No, I mean, they could probably do it if it's all one party, right?
In theory, I guess, yes, but yeah. It's never going to happen.
They will eventually, just like everything else.
I just thought that was a little bit silly. This is the one,
you can't
one thing where you're like, here you go. Get locked into this room. Confined space.
There you go.
Talk amongst yourselves. Breathe the same air.
Touch all the same stuff that's been touched. Yeah, that would be a difficult thing
escape
to...
Escape rooms may never fully see their, the potential they once had. They were all the rage there for a while.
Yeah, I never did it, though.
No, me neither.
Yeah, a little kind of creeps me out a little bit.
Yeah. So, well, you creep me out sometimes, too. And yet here we are.
That's not very nice.
I'm being honest this podcast. I'm not trying to be nice.
Hmm. Duly noted.
Fine.
You know one thing? Earlier we were talking about running and all the things that we do in places that we've run.
Hashtag 2020 run?
Yeah. One of my... I don't know, it's not going to say it's a big fear because I don't really have a whole lot of fears when I run, but one of my concerns while running, especially... when we run in the city and we go into, you know, into those, like the train bridges underneath and all that kind of stuff, is coming across a dead body.
Oh, do you think about that a lot?
Not a lot, but when we are in the sketchy part of town, it does cross my mind that there is a possibility. Do you know how many runners find dead bodies?
Is it a regular thing?
It is actually a regular thing. Matter of fact, if you are... Tyler Rich, who is a country singer. You wouldn't know that, so I'm just going to let you know.
Is that the Big and Rich guy?
No.
No.
Anyways, he was out on New Year's Eve on a run, and he found a dead guy in the park.
Where does he live?
Oh, let me see. Where did this happen now? Whew.
See, you're looking around for dead bodies when we're running through that, and I'm thinking it's more like a near-death experience, and I'm just going towards the light, like the light at the end of the tunnel. Like, just focus.
I'm looking,
just keep going.
I'm looking in the dark of what I'm going to find.
No, if I hear something move, I'll look. But otherwise, I'm just going.
No. But this was in a state park in Massachusetts. He was out 2.5 miles in the middle of the park, ran over a dam, trying to find his way up this hill. And boom, he saw a guy laying there. He thought it was just some homeless guy. And it was bothering him. So he turned around and went back to go check on him.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough... they believe he committed suicide.
The
face was all bloodied and...
like he shot himself?
Yeah.
Ugh, God.
Yeah, so that's what happened to this poor runner on New Year's Eve when he went out for his
run. That's terrible.
That would have totally killed my here's day run.
Yeah, you'd have to like hit stop on the watch and be like, fucking shit, I was grooving, I was in a good zone.
Now I gotta call
going at a good
police
pace.
And I gotta stand around and wait for them.
I gotta give statements.
Yeah. How far can I make it and come back before the police get here?
Call. I can still get another like mile and a half, maybe.
Give them my number when they get here. I'll meet them back here at the deck.
That is pretty crazy.
But I do, actually. I do think about that. Then find some, you know, heroin overdose person on the side of the road or something weird.
Well, hopefully that never happens.
I hope not. Or sometimes when you trail run, you never know what you're going to find somewhere.
True.
Yeah. Parks can be scary.
Well, we just have to run in safe neighborhoods then, I guess, going forward.
No, there's no fun in that.
No, but as always, I'm looking at Twitter throughout the days, yeah. And I have a really, I don't know who you follow on Twitter, but I have a, what I think
I'm gonna
is
guess
a very,
a very dark group that you follow.
Diverse group, I think, is a better way of saying it.
I feel like
it.
Your feed is very dark and seedy.
Parts of it are. Parts of it are, for sure. But parts of it are very enlightening, too. But it's just like an odd mix of content. Like, I follow...
You're an odd mix of content.
True. That'll be my next comedy special. You know, the first one was called Borders on Annoying, which you determined would be...
Perfect.
This one is an odd mix of content. I like it.
Maybe that'll be our next podcast.
An odd mix of content. We can't name it that.
Why?
Because every podcast is named after a TV show or a movie.
Oh, no. I meant like a separate podcast altogether, not just episode.
Well, we'll have to talk after this and consult with our accountants and stuff, see if that's financially feasible at the moment. Like I follow like the Weinstein brothers. They're not like but both of them, you know, they're not like a single Twitter user, but Eric Weinstein, who's a theoretical mathematician, and his genius brother, who's an evolutionary biologist. They're ridiculously smart. They do say some things sometimes. I just don't even know what the fuck they're saying. But some of the things are brilliant. They come at issues and problems and stuff from like a whole different perspective. It's amazing. Got that. I've got, for some reason, I've gotten the last like 3 or 4 months into, not that I've gotten into it, but I've started following like conspiracy shit.
Oh, my Lord.
And there's so much of that going on right now. I follow a lot of comedians, news stuff, my dumb fact crap.
Yes,
but,
we know
like,
your
my Twitter
random
feed
facts.
Is really just... Kind of kooky. And I kind of thought of it as like a Golden Corral buffet. Where
it's kind of like
some of the
germ
stuff,
infested, filthy, and cheap.
That's part of it. It's free, really. So it's the ultimate cheap. But, you know, there's some decent choices you can make in there. Following the Weinsteins is a decent choice. You can get like chicken breast and like broccoli and shit at... A Golden Corral buffet.
Sure. When you said Weinstein brothers, I thought you were talking about the Creepo.
The Creepo. Oh, that's Harvey Weinstein.
Oh.
Weinstein. But, you know, there's also at Golden Corral buffets, there's like cotton candy and like a chocolate fountain where people dip random pieces of food in. And there's a lot of really gross stuff going on, too.
Uh-huh.
That's what my Twitter feed feels like most of the time. Because I'll read something that's really enlightening and thought-provoking, and then I'll get to something where it's like, you know, mad conspiracy shit. The latest conspiracy thing is now is that on January 6th, there's going to be this D.C. thing where, you know, is that the day that they're supposed to, like,
it was supposed to be like a walk in support of Trump, something, yeah.
There's all, like, the conspiracy theory people are batshit on this. You know, even today with that leak of that call from Trump with the Secretary of State of Georgia about votes, they're...
Yeah.
You know, CNN is saying, like, wow, this is the president trying to bully votes. The conspiracy theorists are, listen to the way these questions are asked by the president. You know, there's lawyers on the phone, too. They're asking very specific questions so that they can set this guy up for an answer. It's ridiculous how much nonsense there is. So we'll have to see what happens January 6th. But my Twitter feed
Kirk Cameron's going
to
be there.
My Twitter feed is the place to be. Full House. No, that's not Full House. All in the Family.
You
family
were just like
matters.
Decades off on those. Nope.
I remember the one kid's name was Boner. What, that was the name of that show.
Uh-huh.
What was the name of the show?
Growing Pains. Come on
now. Alan Thicke.
Come on, get with it.
Thicke of the Night.
Yes.
Man. Anyway. That's that. That was,
That's it. You don't have any gems out of your Twitter feed you wanted to show?
Oh, God, no. It's
just a rant on the feed itself.
Yeah.
All right.
My feed has become very interesting to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds scary.
So.
Scary.
It is scary, maybe.
Speaking of scary.
What's scary?
And conspiracy theories. Is it, I believe it's time for my segment.
No, it's not time.
For my segment?
No.
Oh. Facebook Marketplace post of the day. Doodly 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 do.
You know I paid somebody $1,000 to make that jingle?
No, you didn't. Yes, and I enjoyed that $1,000.
Yeah, way to go.
All right. Welcome to Carol's Facebook Marketplace post of the day.
This is very exciting.
It really is. And this one, going along with your conspiracy theories.
Ooh.
Right? Yeah.
I like where this is going.
So today's post reads as follows. A men's AR rifle machine gun pendant necklace.
Ah.
24-inch, three colors to choose from. So you've got gold, black, or silver. It is a little pendant of an AR rifle.
Merca.
They're only $7.
Oh, quality.
So you know they're real gold and silver, right?
This is genuine stuff.
And they will ship it out for $3.50.
They always get you with the shipping and handling.
Right. Well, yeah, you know, you got to pay for
it. It's like
everything.
Half the cost.
But they are, it's a stainless steel chain.
Ooh.
Right? So hopefully it won't turn you green.
Yeah. No Oscar
neck. The pendant is an alloy. It's got the best prices. Sellers got great feedback. Check out other listings. But when I looked at this and I thought to myself, is this for real? Like, who really wants this AR rifle pendant around their neck?
I'm going to go ahead and say a lot of the people at Trump rallies.
Maybe. But I thought, is this bait?
Oh.
Like, do they post this out there just to see who buys these and who's interested in these?
Did you do
and do they put
on
it on, like, all of a sudden, do they become on, like, government radar?
I'll tell you my Twitter login. You should start following it if you're into that kind of
I'm
stuff.
I'm just saying, it's just funny that you mentioned
right
all of
your
that
alley.
Conspiracy theory stuff, because it was exactly what I thought when I saw this posting. I said, people responding to this ended up on government radar somewhere.
Potentially.
Because, why?
It's probably not unlike even like Twitter stuff. Some of the shit I follow, people probably end up on lists. I might be on a list.
Maybe.
Schindler's List.
That would explain some of the strange vehicles that stand on the street outside our house.
Shopping list.
Uh-huh.
Joe List, who we've talked about before because he has Raynaud's like you.
Sure.
Yeah. That's interesting. I hope that come February 13th, when it's my birthday, that one of those is wrapped up.
You never know. I may already be on the list simply because I bought it for you.
Could be the best birthday ever if that's in there. Could be.
Could be.
Could.
Could be.
Yeah. So I still don't have bumper music for my segment, Celebrity Deaths. And this one's a little bit different. Normally I just announce who died and then move on to something else, which is how it will always be generally. This one's a prediction.
But?
Larry King's going to fucking die. That dude's in the hospital for COVID.
Oh, you put it out there. If he dies now, they're going to come and get you.
No, if he dies now, it's because he's 87. he's had quadruple bypass. He had a stroke. He has COVID. He's been married 8 times. Think of all the stress that's on that dude. Over
I'm
his life.
He doesn't care. If he's bothered to get married, he does not care.
I'm just
care.
Saying. That's my celebrity death update, sure. Is that Larry King will be dying. Okay.
Just so you 100%. Know, you can't reuse that one.
No, I won't. I won't need to. By the time we record next, he's probably going to be deceased.
Poor Larry King.
Poor Larry King. That guy's lived a good life.
It's true. He's a little weirdo, though.
He's very weird. He can barely talk anymore. But he still does, I don't know if he does an internet show or say he does something.
He does something, yeah. He's one of those people that never stops.
He's always hustling.
Yeah, that was always, you know, some people are like that. Not me.
No, if I can stop, I'm gonna.
Heck yeah.
I'm a gonna. So yeah, that was my update. And I think that's probably a good stopping point.
We're
unless
just gonna
you
end
had something else.
On death predictions.
Yeah,
that's
we're
going
to
end.
Next week, we'll check back in to see if I was correct.
If he's still hanging on.
But I don't think that guy's long for this world.
Nope.
So if you have Larry King
in
a death pool.
Talk in this one.
That's the times we live in, man. You put on fucking CNN, all they have is a ticker of all the deaths.
Right? Could you imagine if they would do that even when it wasn't the pandemic? Just
they
like regular times
they
so many people
because
are dying
people
every single
the numbers aren't that crazy. I swear those guys get fucking hard on sometimes when they're sitting there going, there's breaking news update, Wolf Blitzer going, U.S. has reached a grim milestone. There have been 20,000 deaths in the past week, whatever it is. People dying with COVID, people. Not always because of it. Just saying.
J-S-ing.
J-S-ing once again. Second time I've been J-S-ing.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's your thing now.
I'm a JT. Jive turkey.
You are a jive turkey.
Nobody called anybody a JT.
What was that from?
Semi-Pro. Great movie. If you haven't watched Will Ferrell's Semi-Pro movie, you should because it's fucking hilarious. It's very underrated.
Only if you are a Will Ferrell comedy fan.
No, it's just funny. Anyway.
Anyway.
I think we're good.
We're good? Is that it? So we're wrapping it up on the death notes? All right.
Yeah. Death prediction. So, I'm going to be Joe Stradamus on this one. Nail it.
You're right. It's time to go.
I love you.
I love you too.
Bye.
Bye.